Rashi has a comment where he discusses Moshe and Aaron. He says that in general, the Torah sometimes will write Moshe first and sometimes will write Aaron first. And he asks, what's the basis for that? What is the Torah trying to teach us? If one is greater than the other, then that one obviously should always come before the other one. And Rashi's comment says, you know what? Actually, they were equal. Moshe and Aaron were both great. And so the Torah wants us to know that both of them are special, both of them are amazing, and they're both greats of the Jewish people. So what's the Torah trying to tell us? What's the message? The message is that Parshat Shmot, Rav Soloveitchik points out, is where leadership for the Jewish people begins. There is a leadership void in Egypt. And so at the end of Shmot, and more so in Va'era and Bo, two leaders emerge out of the shadows of exile, out of the shadows of slavery. And who are they? Moshe and Aaron. And who is greater? Who is the more appropriate leader for the time? The answer says the Rav is, they both are. What is the essence of Moshe? Moshe is one who is strict judgment. Moshe is the law. And what's Aaron? Aaron is kindness. Aaron is peace. And so the question that we have to wonder is, which one makes more sense? Which leader is better? Comes along the Torah and says something unbelievable. Moshe and Aaron, the reason why sometimes we have Moshe first and sometimes we have Aaron first, is to make it very clear that they are both equally important. And both styles of leadership are vital. And they must operate in concert. Yes, there are times where Moshe's style is more important. And yes, there are times where Aaron's style is more important. But a Jewish people that are governed by only one and not the other will not last. Judaism will lose some of what makes it so incredibly special, should that be the case. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to live stream at the funeral of my 10th grade Rebbe. And I'll be honest, my 10th grade Rebbe and I had a rocky relationship. Although after listening to the Hespedim, it's clear that a lot of people, not surprisingly, had a rocky relationship with him. Perhaps rocky is the wrong word. Perhaps complicated is a more accurate way to describe it. The relationship that a lot of the students had with him was very complicated, trying to understand his way. And let me tell you, there only was his way. But what I think I came out yesterday understanding a little bit better after spending 2 hours listening to Hespedim was that there was a person that despite his outwardly very, very gruff stance, had a really big heart. And more so than that, I think the biggest piece of it was that what you saw emerged was a personality who was guided by a very strict sense of justice. The law is the most important thing. And so for some times you need that person, but it hit me that that's, I think, the key of what made my 10th grade Rebbe so successful with so many students, myself included, is that he was so demanding and there was no soft side to him. But in his demanding of us, he got excellence, or at the very least, he got more out of you than you were going to give to anyone else. And so I thought, what is it that we really need? Do we need teachers like that? Do we need lovey-dovey teachers? Which one is it? And perhaps the answer is Moshe v'Aharon. Sometimes, not for some students, but at some points in a student's career, they require a Moshe. They require someone who's demanding, who's tough, who's strict. And at other times, they need an Aaron. They need that loving kindness. The two together create a very healthy balance for a student. And so I thank my teachers for providing me with that balance, but I thank especially Rabbi Dulitz for being the one who pushed and probed and did not accept anything less than your best, because I think that really taught me a very valuable lesson. Yehi Zichro Baruch.